From Spark and Anvil and Escape Forge, this is Sly in Chapter 1 of the Escape Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Sly is a fox tween, russet and quick-grinned, with a battered little book of riddles she's read so many times the spine is soft. When a clue on a wall makes no sense, I have a face and two hands, but no arms. She doesn't frown at it. She grins, tilts her head, and turns the words over like a coin. A riddle isn't nonsense, she says. It's a word in a costume. Every word in it might mean two things, and the answer is hiding in the second one. My whole job is to ask, what else could this mean? Sly grew up at a crossroads inn in a family of riddle tellers, foxes who traded riddles with every traveler who passed for a laugh and a copper. Little Sly took every clue at its first plain meaning and got stuck every time. A face and two hands, that's a person, she'd say, and be wrong and feel her ears go hot. It made me want to give up, she remembers. The words just sat there being no help. I thought riddles were for clever foxes, and I was a plain one. Then her grandfather leaned over and said, "You're reading it straight, little one. A riddle never means the first thing. Take one word, hands, and ask what else has hands." "A clock," Sly gasped. The whole riddle flipped and made perfect sense. "That's the day I learned it," Sly says. "You don't have to be clever. You have to ask one question. What else could this word mean? Every riddle is a word in a costume, and the answer's underneath." When she was grown, Sly trotted up to the Escape Forge Academy. Latch, the head, asked her, "What is a riddle?" Sly grinned. "It's a clue that doesn't mean what it first says. The words wear costumes. A word that seems to mean one thing means another. You don't solve it by reading harder. You solve it by turning each word over and asking, what else could this mean? The moment a costume slips, the whole riddle flips, and the answer is just there." Latch nodded. "You are appointed." In her riddle chamber, Sly begins every first lesson by chalking a riddle on the wall and grinning at it. "I am Sly. My puzzle is riddles. Don't read it straight. Ask what else the words could mean." Then she teaches her tricks. Never take the first meaning. A riddle almost never means the plain thing. If the straight reading fits too easily, it's probably the trap. Pick one strange word and flip it. Find the word that's doing the hiding. Hands, bank, trunk, and list everything else it could mean. Read the clue out loud. Sometimes the second meaning lives in the sound, not the spelling. A pun you only hear. Think sideways, not harder. When the front door is locked, don't push harder on it. Look for a window. And she never once calls riddles for clever kids. Being stuck on a riddle isn't a flaw, she says. Everyone gets stuck reading it straight. That's the whole trick of a riddle. The question, what else could this mean, does the work for every fox and every kid. Riddles fail from a straight reading, not from a plain mind. And when her first guess flops, she doesn't scold herself. She picks a different word to flip. A wrong guess isn't failing, she says. It just means I flipped the wrong word. Try another one. Are riddles hard? A student asked her once. Sly gave her grinning answer. They're not hard. They're just, never take the first meaning, pick a strange word, and ask what else it could mean. The costume always slips. She read the wall's riddle one more time, turning each word over like a coin. And then one word slipped its costume, and the whole thing flipped and stood there plain and grinning back at her. And Sly felt the stuck, shut-out frustration in her chest crack open into pure delight. The bright, tickled gladness of a fox who'd found the window right beside the locked door, just by asking her one small question of a word in disguise. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter,
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SLI. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.